there. My name is Randy. Welcome, welcome, and welcome to you, and especially you, to this episode of Infotainment. I will be your round mound podcast sound, pound for pound, the best podcast around. Well, today is May 16th, 2021. A far sight better than the hellhole of 2020, but we still have a ways to go. The best luck I've had over the last several weeks is that I didn't have a possum attack me as it ran up on me while I was sitting outside of my apartment complex. Here I thought it was a cat, and I look up, oh man, that's a possum, and I scared it off into the street. Successfully dodged the cars and got away, but kind of wondered what its intentions were. With my tinnitus going full bore, why not keep podcasting? I had been pronouncing it wrong. It's a tinnitus. But my favorite rock guitarist, Pete Townsend, said in an interview that it was pronounced that way to the interview interviewer. But you ever go through your house, apartment, whatever, looking for something, not to find that, but to find something else? Like today I was looking for my micro SD card that goes in the Rodecaster Pro, which I don't know where the hell it went. I usually keep it a certain spot. That's one thing I wish they would change on the next Rodecaster, is make it with the SD card, the bigger card, the micro SD card. I never really used or had a need to mess with them. And the lady at the Walmart says, you just need to press down on the little tiny ridge and it'll pop right out of your micro SD slot. Yeah, right. So I did find a hack for that, is just put some scotch tape on the end of it and squeeze it together, and you got a little tab to pull it out each time. And it should just go to the SD card with an eject button. And also another thing I would change, on the startup of the Rodecaster Pro, I would get rid of that annoying pop. Enough about that. It's a great mixing board otherwise. So, yeah, I was looking for that micro SD card. And here you find something totally different and totally useless to find. But the door was open to my printer where you access the cartridges or whatever. And in the little section there, I found a round green ball, which I had to pry out of the joint there. And here it was. It's not Captain Crunch, but, well, actually it is Captain Crunch on the, it's not named Captain Crunch is what I'm trying to say. It's Colossal Berry Crunch, a green crunch berry. How the hell that got there, I do not know. I don't eat breakfast cereal in front of my printer. Well, getting back to what I was talking about, you know, it's kind of lucky when you find a $20 bill in some jacket you haven't looked at in like a couple of years. That brings a little smile to your face. I would have gotten a smile to my face if six numbers had matched on Mega Ball for the other night. It's starting to get large again. And let's see, Mega Millions, if you do take the cash option for the next drawing, if somebody wins it on May 18th, it is 316 million $200,000. Yeah, that's a tidy sum there. I think I'd have enough walking around money with that. And the Powerball's getting up there, too. That's what I had numbers on the other last night, I believe. The last drawing, anyway. For the 19th, you'd get $137,400,000 taking the cash upfront option. And a lot of advisors say, well, I don't know if a lot, but at least the article I read said take the cash option. You know, unless you know you're going to blow it all right away. I suppose it's more over time, but yeah, you'd have enough walking around money winning the Powerball too. But I was wrong. I was thinking that the largest jackpot was from South Carolina in 2018. I thought that was more years ago. Three people won it. Here's a look at the 15 largest lottery jackpots in U.S. history as of the 14th of January, 2021. Well, this is from 15 on up. One winner, $522 million, and the Mega Millions jackpot was sold in San Diego, California. That was held June 7th, 2019. He's probably moved out of the state anyway because it's still too expensive, and people are leaving in droves. Lottery officials identified the winner as Larney Bibble, B-I-B-A-L, Larney, that's not an E, that's two A's. Yeah, I don't know, Minnesota, let's see, let me go back, let me just skip all those others. Let's hear it unless they've won, which it's about time for me to win. I feel like everyone else has had their chance, and it's my turn to win the Mega Millions the next drawing. I thought the winning ticket was sold for the largest jackpot was in South Carolina. I know I remember it better than the number one winner because there was only one winner. And the Inside Edition or one of those shows went snooping around to try and find out if they knew who won or, you know, from this town in South Carolina. And one person goes, no, if I knew, I wouldn't. Even if I knew, I wouldn't tell you. But the largest jackpot here in the U.S., there were three winning tickets sold. You know, for some reason, a lot of people say that's for the best, and it probably is, but I guess I don't pay attention when there's a lot of winners of it. Maybe that's a failing on my part. I don't know. Three winning tickets were sold, and they split a record $1,586,000,000 jackpot on January 13th, 2016. That goes back a little ways. The lucky tickets were sold in California again, Florida, and Tennessee. Lisa and John Robinson of Munford, Tennessee, were the only winners to be photographed or interviewed. So Florida and Tennessee. Wait a minute. Florida and California Well, the other person identified themselves. They were from San Diego, but yeah, you can decline that. I live here in Minnesota. You don't have to go to a big press conference where they hand you the big cardboard check, and that's what I would skip that. Enough people know who I look like anyway. But it says in the advice news article I read last night that you should fight to be anonymous. Here in Minnesota, you cannot be anonymous. And they give the reason, we want to make sure that everyone sees it as being fair and whatever. I think we know now that there have been lottery winners, and that being anonymous only is for security as much as there can be for something like that, for their security. Because this one winner of a big lottery in New Hampshire, she fought it all the way through court. She was losing money on it every day, and finally she won. And she gave some BS reason about her job or whatever, and that she was going to keep it. Yeah. This woman, she knew who was going to be coming back for some money. And cause her a lot of problems, an ex or whatever. But you could tell there's somebody she was, you know, possibly scared of that would come back after that. And who knows, maybe what she said was true. But that's my suspicion, is that he would cause undue relatives you haven't talked to or seen in years to come out of the woodwork. You won. Could you help me out with this? Would you want to invest in this? And all the people you don't even know that would. That's one reason. Before I'd even go there, I'd get what they call a lottery attorney. Specific phrase, but somebody, an attorney who would know dealing with that large amount of money and knows the lottery rules, and line up an accountant, and they say a financial planner, and of course, that'd be the big three. And they say take some time to process your winning of a huge amount. If you were to win the upcoming Mega Millions or Powerball, and if you do win, they also suggest getting away for a while and turning your phone off and changing your phone number. All this is pretty logical to me, and probably what most people do. One winning Mega Millions ticket worth $1,537,000,000 was sold in South Carolina on October 23rd, 2018. And I think how much did he walk away with? $800 million or $900 million, some. But the winner's identity remains a mystery. Yeah, and that Inside Edition story poking around about who it was, they got the impression that this winner was a car mechanic in what town? Oh, this doesn't say the town. South Carolina is one of the handful of states where the winners can stay anonymous, and this winner chose to do that, according to CNBC and other media outlets. Lottery officials said the winner chose the cash option which turned out to be a massive check for almost $878 million. So now I know it wasn't $900 million. I didn't know the exact amount on that. Wow, first winners. I wonder what they're doing now. And the guy in South Carolina is probably a lot better off than those people that showed their faces. The largest lottery winnings. If you got to say your name, say your name. I get, and one way of fighting it is to set up a trust. And one person said, sign your name fairly small on your ticket. So if you added, developed a trust fund type setup and have somebody accept in your name. And I don't even know in Minnesota if you can do that. You can get out of being on the news, on video. Oh, it's always fun to think about what you would do with if you did win. That's part of the reason I do buy some when they get to be a larger amounts is the thought of what I would do if I won. And I do know one thing. It wouldn't be a vehicle. It wouldn't be a McLaren sports car. Or Lamborghini or Ferrari or a huge mansion with the pool, jacuzzi, indoor theater, game room, outdoor barbecue, fire pit, lots of decks. No, I can think of that. But actually, mine would be more like a floating condominium. I really like the looks of the exquisite X5 built by Pacific Marine, I believe. They are built in Cape Town, South Africa. That's what I was thinking of. And there's a video series of learning the lines, I think, where one guy goes across the Atlantic on the X5. By the time beating astronomical odds, and I did win the Mega Millions, being the sole winner, actually it'd be a fairly reasonable amount. It wouldn't be like overdoing it right away. And they don't suggest you do that. You know, set up your investments and donations and all your will and all this other, pay all your taxes and your debt. And I'm under $1,000 in debt. Even I'm doing pretty good. Actually, I could get a real nice car right now or whatever, but I choose not to. For many years, I drove a long distance for a job I didn't really like. I liked the people there, but people thought, why would he drive this distance for this job? And I had my reasons. I had an obligation to my mother, who didn't have much time left to finish. She helped me out with something, and I did finish it before she passed on. At the time, she was on the early stages of either Alzheimer's or dementia. She was starting to repeat herself and forget things, but she still remembered us. So now I haven't driven a car since 2018. Well, No, I take that back. A friend of mine, we went to Sioux Falls, South Dakota, and he had me drive a little ways while he took a nap. We switched back at Brandon, at one of the first exits there. But for those of you, my South Dakota fans, which is pretty good, actually. I got a lot of fans in South Dakota and North Carolina. But, yeah, what would you do with that kind of money? Let's see, after giving some to a church, the ASPCA, for a no-kill shelter, and St. Jude's, I believe, Children's Hospital, would be up there as my thoughts on if I won the Mega Millions and set up some people, you know, and relatives. And I'd also help somebody to retire who, if he wanted. Yeah, just pipe dreams, you know. And also, I can tell you that that'd be one of my first purchases would be the exquisite X5 catamaran in whatever body style it is at this point. And I don't know if Tomas still works for them, but he seems like a real nice guy. I'm watching and learning the lines as he's riding along with the owner, and they're testing out his new boat. And quite the yacht, actually. Of course, Jeff Bezos is making his $500 million one. What would it cost to make a billionaire like that say, oh, this is too much money I'm spending? I've heard that before, too. Some people from Florida were, they were wealthy enough to buy a house in Hawaii. And this was, that's another story. But my mail lady told me this story. No, it was the city bus driver. Well, short story long, he found out. He bought a house in Hawaii, of course, knowing full well that things would be more expensive. And then he found out, it's too expensive, so they moved back to Florida. Oh, man. It doesn't apply to him, but if you have to ask, you can't afford it. Like, I wonder what it would cost monthly, living on a exquisite X5 catamaran. As far as, I guess a lot of these marinas are getting a lot of business now with COVID. People are going off the grid, man. I know one of the channels I watch on YouTube called Better Bachelor with Joker, who has built a bus for going around the country and doing videos, exploration videos. I get a drink here. No vodka yet, maybe later. I did find I needed a better laugh than I have. Let's see if I can find it here. There we go. Let's go with this. So when I say something funny, you might hear that. Well, back to my lottery story. Yeah, watching because I want to learn how to scuba dive and do some snorkeling, swim with the dolphins. It's kind of wild watching these boating channels on YouTube that dolphins love swimming at the bow of a boat. You think they'd get tired, and that's what they're saying with this catamaran. It's going under engine, going pretty fast, and these dolphins just swimming as fast as they can in front of the boat. Just I think it might be off to the side. There's a reason for it. I think I read where they say it. Something it makes them easier for them to swim when they're following a boat or something like that. I don't know if it's that or they're just curious. You think they get tired of it. In one of the ports on this learning the lines where they're going across the southern Atlantic from Cape Town to Grenada, I believe. They had pelicans coming on the boat. And they're just hey, we're here for some snacks. You got any? They weren't snapping at them or nothing. They were just standing there waiting to see if they'd get them some food, but they were just taking pictures of them. And then an otter jumped up on the back steps of the catamaran. And was coming on the boat, but I don't know how far they let him go get on there. But they kind of shooed him back down to the stairs. And finally he jumped off. I guess he was getting a little tired of swimming. they were going from Cape Town to Namibia, where one person had to leave. I think the guy who works for Pacific Marine, who deals with the line of boats that they sell. I wonder how long it takes from date of order to receiving your purchase, because I know they have to do some sea trials with it before they hand over the keys. Part of it is running each the two diesel motors in it. Running each motor at higher RPMs. I'm not a diesel mechanic. But I think if I was doing an ocean crossing in a catamaran, I'd take along Scotty Kilmer from YouTube. The car mechanic seems like a straight shooter. Bring your tools, Scotty, and sail around the world in case my diesel engines go on. Oh, well, so it's nice to dream anyway. Just to switch things up, I just thought of a little experiment I'm going to try. Wait for it. Alexa, why were cornflakes invented? I will never know if that worked, but I can laugh about it. If you heard a verbal response from, I hope you found it amusing. Hey, Google, why were cornflakes invented?
According to Triple M, cornflakes were introduced in the late 19th century and Kellogg was marketing the breakfast food as a healthy, ready-to-eat anti-masturbatory morning meal.
Siri, subscribe to the Infotainment Podcast. You know, I am the winner of the 2020 Podcasting Peabody Award, and it was fun to meet dignitaries from Blueberry, Libsyn, and Apple, Spotify, Pandora. I was honored by that. But I think it's time to say if you would like to make a donation to my efforts here, you can do so by throwing a few bucks my way via PayPal to randyms12@gmail.com. You know what? At $100, I will increase my podcasting load to 2 times a month. And if levels keep going up to whatever, I will increase my podcasting load. As of now, this hasn't been a great return on my investment. But if I start seeing some things happen there as far as donations, sponsorships or whatever, I will increase the number of podcasts. Right now, you'll just have to keep checking back, subscribe, and you'll see it pop up. But, you know, enjoyment of it only goes so far. I mean, I do love it, but who knows when it will end.
Initiating shutdown sequence.
Now I think it is time to warp drive this podcast to the interwebs. You can check out my Facebook page. You can tweet my Twitters at Randy Podcaster. You can email me a comment at randyms12@gmail.com. Question or concern about this show? Tell me you like it, dislike it, hate it, whatever. But if it is good, and say an under 10-minute read, I might read it over the air. But as always, have a pleasant day today and a happy ending tonight.
Smoke weed.